Well, are we still there? Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the TNT NewsHour, Trusted News Trader. I'm your host on Wednesdays, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for about the next hour, minus the feedback moments that we just had. Hopefully, you didn't hear what I heard. I've lost part of my hearing in my left ear. I'm using a phone today. Skype is down, and as a result, we are doing this by phone, and I apologize if it's not as clear as you're used to hearing me. Nevertheless, we are going to move forward. Much like the mainstream media cannot do when such things occur, except on radio. They're pretty good on radio about getting a substitute phone line, especially during football games when all of their communications go down. Lots of things in the news today. For those of you who have visited the TNT News Trader webpage and looked at some of the news items there, I encourage you, when you come across news that you do not see reported elsewhere, by all means, upload that information to the page, and if it's appropriate, it will remain there. Mad Dog takes good care. He's the guard dog of the site, and he is going to be joining us in a little bit. With some commentary, so hold on to your hats. Where do I begin? Well, on my Evident Footprints radio show the last couple of nights, I talked about what I call the State of the Onion address, and I was peeling the layers of the onion from the president's speech. I'm not the only one in the alternative media who has been doing this. In fact, even some of the Democrats the night of the speech talked about its lack of substance, but they really didn't speak the truth and go into the actual duplicity of the comments that the president made. He talked about the war on drugs. He talked about his plans to assist some 600,000 or so Americans with their drug addictions, while ignoring the fact that the government is the biggest drug dealer on the planet. And they use the intelligence agencies and the military and certain aspects of the corporate world, we could call it the military-industrial complex, to facilitate drug transactions. I spoke about that quite a bit. What's interesting is earlier today I was listening to Michael Herzog on another network, and he was basically doing the same thing that I had done the last two nights, and I applaud him for his discernment. He point by point has taken the transcript of the president's speech and argued what is actually going on and how misleading this information is. Of course, if you're just watching mainstream media, you're not going to hear the truth, and they don't want you to know that. We've figured that out some time ago, and this will be a recurring theme to remind you not to expect to hear the incredible news stories that you may hear on this network or on others that are revealing the alternative truth. And I say the alternative truth, I should just say the truth, but the alternative news is what I meant to say. Now, another story which is unfolding in real time, and if you have been to the BBS website, and I'm presuming that if you're not just listening via a driver that you downloaded to whatever your favorite audio player is, that you may be on the website. If not, I encourage you, after the show at least, go to the index page at www.bbs.com and see for yourself and listen to the description of the unfolding scenario regarding the vote recount in the state of New Hampshire. Now, I'm getting a lot of email from people, even phone calls, asking me, what's going on in New Hampshire? Well, I'm not there, but I've been trying to keep tabs on what's happening, and definitely this video is quite revealing about the level of corruption that's taking place. We had an election. The exit polls were indicating that Ron Paul was going to sweep the election, yet when the votes came out, Ron Paul was somewhat down the food chain in his vote tally. Now, of course, exit polls are not scientific, but I had heard reports as high as 90% of the people were voting for Ron Paul, yet he finished with some 8% of the votes, if I remember correctly. At least that was the official tally. And, of course, we've heard stories of the votes changing on the screen right before the voters' eyes or out of the corner of their eye. They're able to see these votes changing. I had such an article posted on my website called Slam, which was an email sent from a man in Texas who had this exact experience in the state of Texas. Now, we bring these points up because there is such a thing as vote fraud. The Diebold machines and these, I believe the other brand is ES&S, are rigged to change the vote. You can program any software-based computer to produce the results that you want, despite what data you enter into the database itself. In other words, you can make a vote for Ron Paul turn out to be a vote for Hillary Clinton. You can make a vote for Ron Paul turn out to be a vote for Barack Obama. I almost misspoke. And you can make a vote for Ron Paul turn out to be a vote for Rudy Giuliani, or even for a candidate who has dropped out of the race. That's how they have these things pre-programmed. Now, in addition to that, there is a ballot issue in New Hampshire, and the ballots had supposedly been sealed in cardboard boxes with a special tape that had the markings of the Secretary of State for the state of New Hampshire. and I believe it's William Gardner is the Secretary of State. So he's ultimately responsible for the collection and the safekeeping of these sealed boxes containing the ballots. Well, a lady whose name escapes me right now, I believe her first name may be Mary, has been following this procedure throughout the state, logging on videotape the arrival of all of these different boxes. And it's ludicrous to see this, the condition that these boxes are being taken out of a van by two individuals that don't even go by their real names. And I think they go by Butch and Hobby, and the video actually discloses who they really are. Mr. Falzone is one of the men. The other name escapes me. That's not really important. What is important is that these are two people working for the Secretary of State's office, dressed in regular old street clothes, pulling up to the venue where the recount is taking place, and you can see gaps in the boxes. You can see that the tape is not securely fastened. In fact, in some instances, the tape is scotch taped down to keep it from opening, as if that was to give someone the impression that the boxes were indeed sealed. Now, what they did on, and it's on the videotape as well, or on the YouTube video that we have posted on the index page at bbs.com, you can see clearly. You can see that the tape, when put on a box, can be pulled up and then refastened again, and pulled up and refastened. And they're actually demonstrating this for the camera so that you can see that this tape was intentionally made to be able to pull it off the box, go inside the box and change the contents of the box, and then put the tape back on the box and make it appear like it had been sealed the whole time. It is obvious that that is going on. It's not a question of, well, are we going to trust that these people are being honest with this because these boxes appear to be taped and sealed? This is absolutely ridiculous that this is going on. And I would think that the people in New Hampshire, those who have seen this, have to be up in arms about this. All the rest of us in this country should be up in arms. We have what they're calling the Super Tuesday coming up, February 5th, where some 22 states are going to be voting for these characters that are running for a president. And you have this flip-flop going on with Giuliani winning one state or McCain winning a state, and then Thompson moving up, or it's ridiculous. And of course you have this flip-flop with Obama and Hillary Clinton. Now we know that Hillary Clinton has been picked by the Bilderberger group, that they have decided that she is going to continue the dynasty. We after 8 years of a presidency under her administration, we will have had 36 years straight of Bush, Clinton, Bush, and Clinton in the presidency. And while this is going on, you've got trillions of dollars being embezzled. You've got the dollar is literally within the last year down the toilet. And these people are spouting their rhetoric about how they're going to give you health care, which we still do not have, and how the economy is doing so wonderfully, yet there are banks which are totally in default or totally insolvent, and these are major banks. And they're not telling you that. They're infusing capital from the Federal Reserve into these banks, and yet the president, in his State of the Union speech, had the audacity to say the economy is doing well, although American workers have to be retrained for jobs that pay more money. Where are these jobs going to come from when all the companies that had the jobs, that were providing the jobs, have left the country? All these jobs have gone to foreign countries. we've had illegal immigrants coming into the country, or illegal aliens is what they are, because immigrants do it the proper way. So we have all these dichotomies working at the same time, and we're supposed to hear the speech, the State of the Union speech, and we're supposed to walk away with the feeling that, oh, everything is just fine. There was no mention of the North American Union. There was no mention of the Trans-Texas, and really Trans-USA superhighway, the 16-lane highway that they're building through the state of Texas, allowing Mexican truck drivers to drive all the way up to Kansas City, which is destined to become a Mexican port. Now think about that. In the dead center of our country, they're going to make a Mexican port. Now, I don't know that Congress has voted for this, and I certainly know that the American people do not want this, and yet they're moving ahead with these plans. How can you listen to such a speech filled with fluff and misrepresentation and deception and concealment and lies and walk away feeling good about the State of the Union? Yet the GOP side of the aisle, the conservatives, the Republicans, stood up and applauded every time they talked about victory in the wars. The wars where we're murdering millions of people, where we're murdering our own soldiers and exposing them unnecessarily to biological weapons, chemical weapons, depleted uranium, and Lord knows what else. Not to mention that when they come here, having lost limbs, lost their eyesight or their hearing, and probably contracted some diseases from the vaccines that they've been given, which either were untested or were specifically given to them for the purpose of making them sick. How can you say that our country is doing well? And this is the form of democracy, and this is the form of what the president referred to as liberty, which is a temporary freedom, and it's not freedom, it's temporary, and that very use of the word liberty is intentional by the president to get people to used to the idea of the word liberty, because liberty is limited, liberty can be taken away from you, and of course, for that matter, freedom can too. But with freedom, you have a sovereign choice. You can make your own choices with freedom. We were given a God-given right to be free, being born on this planet. And that these people think that they can get away with controlling us to the extent that they're trying to control us, oh, take another look. Now, I'd like to mention briefly that Ron Paul has asked people to continue supporting his campaign. He is not backing out despite the silence of the media, despite their refusal or their complicity with some of these caucuses around the country to exclude him from debates or to not even report him in the tallies of some of these votes. Florida, we believe, the supporters of Ron Paul believe that he may have won the state, and yet he's not, as of last night, he was not mentioned in the tally. Of course, Hillary Clinton, who didn't even campaign in Florida, won Florida. And she won, what I heard on a radio broadcast is it was due to the absentee ballots that she won. How many people were absent from voting? How many people really cast absentee ballots? And I know that even in Ohio, certain Democratic parties on a local level like to peruse the obituaries and the death lists from the Bureau of Vital Statistics so that they can get these dead people to cast absentee ballots. And I wouldn't be surprised if that occurred at all in Florida. And it's a bit of an admission when they use the explanation that because of the absentee ballots, Hillary Clinton won the state of Florida. Doesn't make sense. She didn't campaign there. That was a state that our president supposedly won. And when he stole the election from Al Gore, of course, they had to get the Supreme Court to intervene in that and make a non-decision and turn it back over to Catherine Harris. Now, Catherine Harris is up to no good these days, introducing legislation that's further going to curtail your rights. Again, I listened to the president's State of the Union speech, and I just heard more of the same rhetoric, talking about education, talking about educating and rebuilding foreign countries that were bombing, that were destroying, and whose people were killing. What education could you be giving them? Our children aren't getting an education. Our children are being brainwashed and mind controlled. And that's a reality. Now, this is somewhat of a political commentary, yes, but it is the news. It was the president who said these words that they were going to rebuild these other countries and they were going to establish democracy and liberty like we have here in the United States. We'll take a close look, folks. How is your job situation? Are you earning enough money to pay for your home or your rent? Are you able to send your children to school? Are you able to clothe your children? Are you able to feed your children? How about yourself? Are you able to feed and clothe yourself? These are the types of questions that people need to ask. Instead of listening to what someone tells you the situation is, you have your own experience, and you should take a close, careful look at your own experience before you blindly cast a vote for someone that is spewing the same rhetoric over and over and over. Now, I recall a couple of weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago, abortion was the big issue. All of a sudden, abortion is not the big issue anymore. Now they're talking about health care. While they give our Social Security away to illegal aliens who are taking jobs that Americans don't want, do they earn the right for that? We paid into the Social Security, and those of us who are now old enough to retire or about to retire are going to find out that there's no money, and what money there is at all in the Social Security Trust Fund has been given away to people that have not earned it, and people who are going to come here and work some low-wage job that Americans won't do, according to the president, and they're going to send that money back to their country. That money's not going to be spent in this country. So they're intentionally causing this. Anyone with half a brain could see that they're undermining the economic foundation of this country. They're doing a good job at it, too. Their intent is to destroy the middle class, to have two classes, the ultra-rich and the poor, and you could say the ultra-poor. That's what they intend to do. They don't let up with the new medicines, and I use that word with hesitation. They don't let up with the pharmaceutical drugs. They're kowtowing to the pharmaceutical companies. They're kowtowing to the oil companies. And then all of these corporate interests that have moved out of the country and obviously are not contributing to the tax base. Now they dangle a carrot in front of your face and tell you that you're going to get a few hundred dollars relief. They're going to send everybody a check. All the taxpayers are going to receive a check. Okay, where is that money coming from? From what program is that money coming from? And how long is that going to last? And of course, they don't tell you like the last time they did this, when they gave everyone what they called tax relief. They gave you a tax credit, and you had to pay that money back. You couldn't claim that money, or you had to claim that you received that money, and you had to pay tax on it. First of all, it's money that you've already been taxed on. If they're getting the money through the taxes, of course, we know that they're making it out of thin air, but on their principle, if they are getting the funds that they operate the government with from our tax dollars, then those tax dollars should be wisely spent and there would be a surplus. How can you have a surplus when they are making money out of thin air? They're making money out of thin air to meet the margin calls with the SEC. They're making money out of thin air to finance the manufacturer of weapons and to put the money in the pockets of all the military industrial contractors that they have making ammunition and all the different products that they manufacture and charge $900 for per item, such as screws and hammers and screwdrivers. So they're getting rich off of our money, whether it's the tax dollars or whether it's made out of thin air. And every time it's made out of thin air, there is a loss. We are at a loss. We are losing money. They are giving away our infrastructure. They're giving it away to foreign countries. They've got a Chinese company in our country putting up sensors along the highway so that they can monitor all the traffic, so they can track you down. George Orwell would be rolling over in his grave at what they're doing. So keep an open mind and do a little bit of research and definitely check the TNT news page and stay on top of what's going on. There are other websites throughout the internet that are reporting the truth as well. Now, with and I'll keep you posted both on my show and next week as to any outcome or any change of this New Hampshire election. Keep in mind, by the way, that they have basically stalled the counting of the votes for some 20 days after the granny warriors, a handful of elderly ladies from North Carolina, got together and raised some $63,000. PayPal froze the account. They could not give the account to the Secretary of State in New Hampshire. And another GOP candidate from Michigan, Albert Howard, was kind enough to pay $55,000 for the recount to begin. Still, they didn't begin the recount. And they did, though, begin a recount for Dennis Kucinich. And Kucinich, for some reason, only had to pay $2,000. Since then, Kucinich has dropped out of the race. So the field now is narrowing. They've kind of gotten their take on who's going to follow who and who's going to bite what bait. And now get ready because they're going to start playing the game. I can assure you that. So now with all these different people having paid money to have this recount take place, they're still covering up the fact that the boxes have been unsealed. The boxes have slits in them on the bottom, even. There are methods from the top and the bottom of these boxes to either take out ballots or put ballots in. And in other words, you can tamper with them. Also, the electronic records from the electronic machines, which were supposed to have been kept for 22 months minimum, have been destroyed. Again, what are we going to do about this? Are we just going to lie down and take this and say, well, you can't really do anything about it. You have a voice, people. You have minds. Let's do something. Let's do something. Let's talk about it. You know, you can call into this show. This is one news show that you are permitted to call into, by the way, and encouraged to call. And the numbers are on the index page on the right side, on the right column toward the top of the page. I'm not going to give them out now for lack of time. At this moment, I would like to invite to the show the Mad Dog himself. Mad Dog, are you there? Well, it doesn't sound like he's there. Calling Mad Dog. Well, he may be tied up for the moment, but I'm sure as soon as he can find his way over to the microphone. He will join in on this conversation.
Sorry about that.
Okay, now I encourage you to go to conspiracypenpal.com and read Edgar J. Steele's Nickel Rant. Again, he is talking about much of what's going on here and some solutions. Oh, he is
back.
I
apologize. No, I was talking on the phone.
Oh.
And, yeah, I'm just trying to get my voice up here. There we go. I was talking on the phone with somebody, and he called for me, and I apologize. I should have been right with you.
Oh, that's okay. All right. I basically, just on the spur of the moment, invited you to the show here. I know.
Well, thank you. Thank
first
you
of
very
all,
much.
I want to acknowledge your posting of that YouTube video. That really upset me and virtually everyone I know that saw it. I mean, it just, we knew this was going on, but to actually see it and hear the lies come out of their mouths in real
time.
Well,
it's absolute proof that they, because remember, they started giving out names, their names, who they were. It's proof that the secretary there is guilty. I mean, for this, and for whoever authorized those are guilty, and the guilty of voter fraud. We need to get down to the bottom of all of this. This is, and it is the 9/11 of 2008. I feel that if people aren't willing to stand up for their own rights now, that why hold another election? There won't be any need, and they'll know it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're stealing this from you blind, right out in front of you. What are you going to do about it? They did it last time. They're doing it again now. And I got to tell you, they'll figure it out. Next time, they won't even need elections. It'll just, why? They'll have done it so often. And this time, they'll have done it not only in your face, but doing it in such a ridiculous fashion that they don't even care to use any sophisticated techniques.
Oh, it's so obvious.
I mean, they're doing it. They're not only doing it with the machines, but they're doing it in so many different ways that you could prove them all.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. But what are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
See, that's the sickness of these people. They're raping you while you're watching them. And again, it reminds me of that movie, These Dark Days, or Dark Days, or something really sicko, where that wacko puts on that headgear and he starts, you know, having sexual relations. And they then had a certain gizmo, and they had to watch themselves through his eyes as he was raping them. That's what I feel they're doing to you, and it's demoralizing. It makes people feel like hopeless. Now, me, I don't feel hopeless. These guys, are you kidding? This is all a brain meld. It's all a war for your mind. What we need to do is get in there, get them the heck out.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple. Don't let them think that they're any special, whether they be aliens or cockroaches.
Yes.
They're nobody special. They're ripping you off. They're stealing your rights, your liberties, and this is bloody acceptable. And if you don't figure that out this year, you never will. Then hail Bush, folks. We deserve him.
Yes.
And anything that comes our way, we deserve that too.
Well, that was foretold by several journalists that there was a possibility that we would not even see this election actually take place.
I'm surprised, but, you know, this is a mock one, and this would be your last chance to get, again, they're stealing the real foundation of your Constitution right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing it so openly just to see. This is, remember, they throw this all into a math program. Calculate out probabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually think you're going to take it. Because it'll just lead to step maybe 986. Because plan A through Z is in operation right now, folks, all coming at you. And it's to break you down, demoralize you, make you feel hopeless, like one person can't do enough or one person can't change the world. When your spiritual self tells you you're a god, and by God, we can all stand forward together. One at a time, because we are one. It takes one at a time. We come together. But by, you know, this is sometime you just have to step forward. Whatever that means to you, step forward, folks. Sorry.
No. Your point's well taken. I know I didn't necessarily bring you on here to provide solutions, but, you know, they're hoping, I think in one sense, they anticipate that there could be a violent revolution, that some people would just go to arms over there.
You know, funny though, but why would we do that when they haven't even done that yet? In an open fashion. You know, what I'm saying is we then immediately turn to the sickest way to end this?
Yes.
That's, to me, that's only a matter of when, and you know, I'll tell you, in the past, has it always come down to that sort of bloodletting? Yeah. Has it worked? Yeah.
Temporarily.
So then, temporarily, but I don't know what that means, but what I can say is this, I think there are many options open to us, and that is using the tools that they've provided to bring their own demise. Remember, in the end, those type of energies create their own entrapments.
Mm-hmm.
We need to use that against them. The entire legal system, the people that we have, the laws against them, and if they start absconding with those, we need to bring local representatives to local council meetings, and if they start using the military against them, we need to go to war.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know pretty
okay?
much.
If
yeah.
the, right, because we're paying for that, and if they're of that mind to openly do that, then we have to fight for our lives.
Yes, I spoke about the military-industrial complex and the corporate interests that are really...
Oh, this is serious when they start openly stealing your votes.
Oh, yeah.
Serious. I hope people are really impressed upon that fact. Serious.
Well, you feel like you've been raped, or you feel like your house has been broken into.
I feel like I've been sodomized, raped, beaten, and left for dead.
Well,
now, most people should. Remember, I like to feel all sides. I don't take a feeling and hold it and live on it.
Yeah.
I expand that out to both sides of the elastic. You know, I want to feel the good and the bad, and then come to balance with it and take action.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you heard about the email that was going around, and I take this with a grain of salt, but someone had put out an email that they had heard through the grapevine that there was already an assassination plot against Ted Gunderson, the former Los Angeles supervisory special agent of the FBI. He is a Ron Paul supporter, and he has been investigating the corruption in, particularly in the state of New Hampshire, and he's gathering evidence in regard to that. And you know, my reaction is they just put that out there to create some fear, just to see how people are going to react.
A lot of that's going on. Only remember, it's to desensitize. Look, it's obvious, okay?
Yes.
You obfuscate the results. You penetrate the mind by repetition, even if it's bull.
Mm-hmm.
And you mind screw these people with different frequency waves while you're doing it. You demoralize them. Really, you're in a big grid, folks. You're in the matrix, and you just don't know it. And now is the opportunity. You know why time seems to be moving so fast, even though it's not really a reality? Not only are we moving quicker, we are actually vibrating at a higher rate, folks, all of us.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to see the end of this age. We want to see our freedom and our liberties back. We want to see the next age in all of its glory. We want to bring heaven back to earth. And we want it now. So it's like a fevered pitch. It's a quickening, folks. Don't you feel it? And so when I look around, I just step right into it.
Yes.
You know?
There's a lot of truth in what you're saying, you know, and I agree. you know, I notice my physical clocks have trouble keeping accurate time. I'm constantly having to adjust all of them. That is quite an anomaly.
Sure.
And we're talking about my atomic clock, my computer clock.
Oh, you can see it in the synchronicities. People look at their clocks. They see so many synchronicities now, the different numbers and repetition in numbers. And, folks, I mean, I have a whole theory around that, and I don't want to get into that on the news program. But, yeah, that's an interesting dynamic.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Well, that is valid, though. That can become part of our news someday.
Imagine.
Maybe not today, but
yeah.
But the underlying feeling that I got from your short description a moment ago was that yes, we are changing. Things are changing so rapidly, and they're trying to hold us back in that matrix. And so you have all of this confusion, you have this dissension, you have they obviously achieved the result they wanted by putting out some 10 or 12 candidates on each side right from the get-go. And when has that ever happened?
Yeah, you know what really blindsides me, though, my friend, is the fact that we find it quite obvious, because we're awakening. They must be aware of that awakening process and the evolutionary spike because of the energies in our procession throughout the galaxy and the timeline and all the ancient documentations to verify this. You know, I believe that all of it's coming together now, right? It really is. It's free will deciding whether to continue allowing others to dominate your free will or not.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you want to live? Do you want to live where you're free? Or do you want to live where your free will is not really free will? Because they can give you any illusion you want. You've been living in it a while. People have controlled this planet for a long time. Right now, you see it, and you can take the action to stop it.
Or to alter it.
Bring awareness to it.
It's another path.
It's outrageous.
Yes.
Send it. Create a website. Outrageous. Title it. Create 20, 30, 50, 100 of them. Folks, do whatever you can. This is outrageous.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, thanks to Apple Computer, I've gotten some new software for my own website, and I'm able to post video that I was not able to post before. I mean, it's like it's just a drop in the bucket.
Oh, you know, Ron Paul's actually bringing suit. From what I heard, now this is a post on the TNT board, and I don't know whether it's true or not because it's Godlike Productions, but I believe it was a true post. And I believe he filed suit against the major media networks on collusion to trying to literally corrupt and get elected the person they wish. Now, that is corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
And he is bringing that to his own with the lawsuit against the major media networks. Again, we got to come at them right now. This has to be the year where energies collide.
Mm-hmm.
Only because this... I don't see it. I mean, I see if we relax this year. Boy, I don't even want to go there.
No, we can't. We have to take responsibility. That's a message that's come out, as you well know, on numerous shows, on my evening show, and I've heard it on many other shows.
Yeah.
And I know it's not an accident that everyone is saying this, that this is really God speaking through everyone, telling us, look, you know, wake up. You have gifts. You have abilities, despite this matrix that we're in, this paradigm.
Yeah.
We have abilities to change this reality.
That's right.
First of all, we don't have to accept it. It has been our complacency and our apathy, which is really our downfall, and that's where our responsibility begins.
That's right. It's been your TV.
Yeah, I don't. Do you
I'm joking, but
this?
Huh?
Do you agree with me on?
Oh, 1,000%. Absolutely. I think we've been. You have the greatest opportunity before you in the history of probably all your gained knowledge. Now, can you apply that love and knowledge and gain some wisdom? This is the time for it. This is to apply what you are right here, right now. Stand for who you are. You have that ability, that protection, that love, and that support right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll never get more than you have right now. You've got it all. You can't lose.
It doesn't cease to amaze me how at every turn, too, there is something coming against what we're trying to accomplish here. I got wind of another one of these groups that's planning on enacting some legislation. They're pushing to get Congress to outlaw any religious reading or any reference to God on the airwaves. So this is going to do away, and in some ways this is a good thing because of the corrupt religious organizations out there, but they're trying to ban a church on TV, church on the radio. I think it's, if I remember correctly, it's bill number 2496, something like that. It's sad when our society is degrading. 2493 is the petition number.
You see, I see all that coming. Who cares? They've already got through the Patriot Act on you. The rest is just, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you figure out that they've absconded with your vote anyways, what does it matter what they sign, these crooks?
Yeah.
I mean, they're already trying to pardon themselves. Look at Bush the Emperor. He did what nobody else could. Look back to Rome. Have you ever seen where Caesar had the actual support of the Parliament? That was his biggest problem. And the Parliament and the Caesars, you know, the emperors. And I mean, I got to tell you, right now you've got an entire Parliament that votes any way he wants. You saw that in the 4,500 to 6 vote, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the last Home Radicalization Act. But the beautiful part is, they still know there was voter fraud. They still know they were paid off years ago by the bribes, and they still have all this proof, and who cares?
Mm-hmm.
You see, this is the proof can now be brought to bear, and we got to find these corruptions and these crimes unacceptable.
Yes. Now I'm not changing the subject. I want to dig into this New Hampshire YouTube video. Do you have the name of the woman who actually went out and I thought her name was Mary. Of course, that doesn't help not knowing her last name. But I would like to see if we can get her on maybe the News Hour next week.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Maybe we could get her to come on and give us an update as to what's really going on. It's probably just a matter of time till they try to pull this video off of YouTube, I'm sure.
Enough of us have downloaded, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, we can keep putting it out there, of course.
Oh, yeah. We got to keep bringing the information back over and over and over and over and over, and they'll keep throwing out more disinfo till finally you even stream. You'll, in your mind, you'll see the Matrix. Because
yeah,
the bull will stand out, and the streamlined truth will continue hitting you and whacking you until you take action.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I began, I don't know if you heard the first half of the show today, but I gave a superficial analysis of the president's speech in reference to what I covered on my show this week, and I brought up some issues about the liberty democracy thing and how he's going to create jobs. Well, why aren't they doing it? Where are these companies going to come from? I mean, are they going to create them out of thin air? They're not really fooling anyone.
Well, they're not fooling anybody, but see, that's the thing. It doesn't matter. They already know they're pretending on stage for the people that are unaware.
Mm-hmm.
They're not worried about the unaware people.
Yeah.
Right?
They're
dancing their props. They've really propelled the propaganda enough that some of these people have been blindsided. But even those people are starting to wake up. But again, as they're doing this, they're taking total control of the situation because they're degrading every situation they need to in order to gain that control. So it's coming at you again from all sides.
Mm-hmm. Another item, and this is related to really the economy, and you know I have reported extensively on Christopher Story's writings about Wantagate and that. He reported within the last couple of days that MI6 in England, and for those who aren't familiar, that's their version of the CIA in England, MI6 is now against what's going on in Wantagate. And there have been numerous attempts to discredit Christopher Story and to bring him down, including two stories that he alluded to that go back as far as 2004, where they sent the media all kinds of BS, we'll call it, about his involvement in some financial scandals. He has done nothing but report the economy of the world since 1963. He's not working in the intelligence community, and he's not working behind the scenes privately for anyone, although he was officially an economic advisor to Margaret Thatcher at one time. And he knows his stuff. And he's pointing out that they're trying to blame the economy. I mean, this is ludicrous, but they're trying to blame this young broker in France who was trading vanilla futures, I guess, and there was some $7 billion of mismanagement of these funds, and supposedly this $7 billion worth of stock transactions is what's bringing the American economy down. I mean, have you ever heard such
class? Yeah, it's to me that's ridiculous. You know, your economy and markets are based on, again, highly sophisticated algorithms, to be quite honest with you folks. It's manipulated. It's manipulated and controlled, and now not very well, mind you, because everybody knows it. It's just what side are you going to jump into when you need to in order to make a buck now. But it's very controlled if you look at all the controlling mechanisms they have in place. So I don't know. Do they really want to collapse the market entirely or just kind of continue to make it sickly? I don't know. Tough to say. I mean, I don't know what's in these guys. I wouldn't want to play chess with these people because it seems that they play chess too well.
Well, they know the outcome of the game.
They know the outcome of the game. And I somehow believe that this is all a testing ground right now, folks. You got to remember, who is head of the CIA, and what would that make him? That would make him the head of most of the black ops divisions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And who was his father, right? Prescott. And what about him and his tie-ins? And you look at that, and you look at what's going on, you say, you know, these guys have got a pretty good handle on how to twist information and make it into a war for your mind as well, as use every other type of brainwashing technique that they can use.
Mm-hmm.
They're good at it.
You know, when I watched the speech the other night, I noticed they kept showing this triangular shot of Bush and Cheney to his left and Pelosi on the right. Of course, it's
old Nancy,
yeah, but you could see this triangle. I mean, they were actually
the
triangle by the seating positions of the people. You know, they're little
games. They're little secret games.
Yeah,
I know.
And CNN had commented prior to the broadcast to the speech at the beginning of the broadcast. They had commented that they weren't really aware of everything that the president was going to say. So you pay attention to that, right? When they start panning the audience, I noticed he was delivering his speech, and he likes to have what I call token plants in the audience, people that they're going to stand up and applaud for.
Some soldier, yeah, it's a beautiful production.
A crippled person or someone with some disability.
Yeah.
Someone who maybe broke the Guinness Book of World Records at some feat. And before he mentioned the names, the camera panned to the people in the audience. Now, what does that tell you?
Yeah, you know, again, very ritualistic.
Mm-hmm.
The interesting part would be to try to live under those kind of rituals.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they must get off on it. I don't know, but very ritualistic, and you'll see that in a lot of documentation on the internet and symbols and signs and how they stand and where they place themselves and objects in the room. And interesting, yeah. I mean, crazy. Again, crazy. I don't see, you're dealing with an energy that isn't very aware even of itself, I guess, because it does, it's boy.
How true that is.
It's almost like, like Dr. Deko would say, they have the consciousness of cockroaches or fleas and not much higher because, and is that a judgment call? Well, maybe it's a reality because it's hard when I don't think like that. It's hard for me to understand that kind of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Because all it really is self-serving thinking. It's momentary gratification, it's service to self all the way, and it doesn't understand any higher order, have really truly any higher order understandings. May have technology and have a lot of data and a lot of information. But it doesn't really put that information into the real context of life. So, in other words, well, they couldn't, or they wouldn't be destroying the earth and everything the way it is right now.
Or people, for that matter. How can you destroy your own kind so wantonly?
Well, even if they're not our own kind, it's just a lower form of living, lower form of life. It's like having being monkeys. They feel that, here's the funny part. Here's these guys who actually believe they're the future. They're going to be living, have great longevity and use all the wonderful magic and toys that they've absconded with.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody else will be in the lowest case system and they'll be, you know, die when they need to and be batteries. But the beautiful thing is they feel that they're, through their blood, and somehow that they are the future. When they're the monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa!
Oh, they were talking. You caused me to recall the
mind-blowing
statement.
Planet
about
of the Apes,
Africa, and the AIDS problem. Right now, there is more oppression against women going on in Kenya and the West Congo, in particular in the West Congo. They're murdering all the men, and these women are left with the children. Really no way to fend for themselves except to...
Yeah, exactly. These people are separatists, so you know that they're going to be segregists. And
mm-hmm.
you know that they're then going to be what you would call labelers. And so then they'll categorize, right? And then they'll work on different ethnicities, people, cultures, planets in the same way. They're very... It's, again... You've got people that believe somehow that they're superior, and they're really on a lower form of living. They're lower life forms, maybe higher in technological advancements and achievements, but a lower life form.
Mm-hmm.
And that's unacceptable.
Yes. Yes, definitely. Now, someone sent me an email today. I did not speak about this in the news, but this would be a good closing topic, just to point out what it's like to live in certain parts of the earth. In Haiti right now, the people there, those that are without work, without a method of buying food, are eating dirt. And there is an article on AOL about that.
Yeah, I'd be careful. You know, AOL to me is about the worst news agency. It is, you know, take Fox to the extreme and you got AOL. That's my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know that AOL is a CIA shill. So
they make it so obvious. They make it so obvious that it won't blindside you, folks. It can't. It's coming straight at you.
Now, my reason for bringing up the story was not to lend credence to it, but just to tell you that this is the mind game and the extremes. They want us to feel this emotion. They want it to see if they can get us now to start contributing money to this, you see, because it's just another means to take the money away. Again, we go back to Wantagate. There is some disclosure of some of the players behind the scenes, and they tie in to the 7/7 attacks in London. Ava Talaiki is mentioned in Christopher Story's recent article, known to be making payoffs to certain groups in London for their participation in the London train and subway or bus bombings. So keep posted on that. That's developing or unraveling in real time. Actually, 2 years ago, I wrote about that. That's in my Wanta article, which I think you have read. It's on my website. By the way, I'm updating my website, republishing some new material. So hopefully within the next hour, it'll be accessible. And lots of new goodies there to look at, as well as the Ron Paul rally pictures. I took some photos of the whole event, and I'm posting those. And I got some World Trade Center pictures that were taken by a military photographer. They're worth looking at for no other reason, just as a reminder of what we have to do.
Yeah.
I put that out there for the listeners.
Yeah, folks, let me tell you, if you feel like Don and I, you know, I haven't said that phrase that often.
Don and Don.
That's right.
This is the Don and Don show.
Don and Don. If you feel like we do, you know, pick up a copy of this video or this audio file and spread it around. Spread it around. You know, this is unacceptable. There has to come a point where you do actually take action. Actually.
Yes. And Don, I want to thank you for being on the TNT NewsHour.
It was a pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
And thanks for having me host Wednesdays. I enjoy it.
Absolutely love it.
And I'm looking forward to talking to you this evening. If I can put a plug in for my show tonight. Those that are interested in not just the paranormal, but things in a universal context, I have Mr. Rick Nelson on my show tonight. He is the founder of the Paranormal Research Forum, and he had an event a couple of days ago that was an absolute success. He packed the building, and he's coming forth with lots of really interesting information of a spiritual nature. In fact, he'll be talking about some solutions related to what you and I have discussed on this show. So it's a good follow-up tonight.
Excellent.
Okay?
All right.
Folks, take care. God bless you all. God bless America. Don't be afraid to say that, regardless of what laws they pass. He's your creator. He's our creator, not theirs. Remember that. Folks, I'll see you all next week or this evening, 10 p.m. Pacific time. On Evident Footprints. Don, thanks again.